Same client, customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the email at the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
The zip code is 37398.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Candace Jenkins.
All right, thank you. So, okay, an account here. Can you verify your address, please?
916 Norwood Creek Road, Winchester, Tennessee, 37398.
Thank you. So, okay, an account here for a Daily Plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. It does show that your account here is still active. How can I assist you today?
I don't know anything about this. And I'm trying to figure out how my bank account was charged for this when I don't know anything about it.
All right, could you hold, please?
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I was looking at the account here. Did you do a survey for like Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
Not to my knowledge.
All right. Did you do like a sweepstake for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or iPad Pro?
No.
All right. So what I can do for you is send you over to the fraud department so they can see who used your card fraudulently. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Would you please?
All right. It'll just be one moment.
Okay.
I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I do have someone from the fraud department. Before I do transfer, you just want to make sure there's nothing else I can assist you with today?
No. Will they take care of getting this withdrawal refunded back to my account?
That's something that you have to speak with them about, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Same client customer care. If you will, please hold for the fraud department.